A long time ago, a man is said to have disappeared into a lake and stayed underwater for 24 hours. The legend goes that his clothes were dry when he emerged. In his hands, he carried water that he said was magic and would turn bullets into liquid. The man's name was Kinjeketile Ngware, and this is his story.
By 1898, German colonizers had invaded most of Tanzania, then known as Tanganyika. They established a brutal regime of forced labor and heavy taxation. Local people suffered. In 1904, they gained new hope as a prophet emerged, Kinjeketile. He claimed to have been possessed by a snake, saying the spirit had given him maji, a sacred potion of millet and water which would repel the Germans' bullets. People believed him. Armed with spears and doused with maji water, the first warriors of what would become known as the Maji Maji Rebellion began to fight against the Germans, explains Professor Bertram Mapunda from the University of Dar es Salaam.
Wakati wanaanza vuguvugu hizo za vita,
when the preparations for the rebellion picked up speed, the Germans had already heard of strange things that involved traditional healers handing out a special brew to the people. When asked, the healers lied to them, saying it was to keep wild animals like pig away from their fields.
After rebels attacked a local German official, Kinjeketile was hanged for treason. And although his magic Maji water failed to protect his followers from German guns, the seeds of rebellion spread, eventually involving 20 different ethnic groups who fought for another 2 years. According to Professor Mapunda, the seed of hope and faith that Kinjeketile had planted survived.
Had he not provided them with that faith, they would not have fought. If they hadn't fought, why? We wouldn't be talking about the Maji Maji Rebellion today, which is among the most important African wars against colonialism.
An estimated 180,000 to 300,000 people died as a result of the counteroffensive by the Germans, who also destroyed crops, causing widespread famine. Although the Germans weren't defeated, the uprising forced them to introduce important reforms. Professor Mapunda explains how differently Kinjeketile is remembered today.
Unapompa mtu uwezo wa kisaikolojia.
We have to understand that when you give someone the psychological ability, when you build their faith, they fight with vigor. In my opinion, Kinjeketile was a hero.
Hero or not, Kinjeketile is an important figure in Tanzania's history. Julius Nyerere, the first president of independent Tanganyika, considered the Maji Maji revolt the start of his country's fight for liberation, which it finally achieved in 1961.